Okay, let's learn the next sugya, which is interesting, very interesting, and it's not difficult. The sugya of Leisachmoid and Leisigzel and Leisignoiv. Maybe we know some of it already, maybe not. It's worthwhile to see it inside. Says the Gemara, Bamatsiya Dachemid Beis. The Gemara says, since each one is holding on to half the talis, Shvua Zulamu Lamas, why do you need a Shvua? Why do you need to swear? After all, each one is holding on to half the talis, it belongs to him. Amar Bechnan says, Shvua Zu Tekonis Chachamimi, Shleye Kalechad Veoilech, Vechad Heilech Vetek Vitalisa Shechavei Rabbeim Shalihu. The reason why you make a Shvua is so that in the future, a person should not come and grab somebody else's talis, because he knows whatever he holds, he can keep. So in order to prevent that, we make the person make a shvur that at least, that he doesn't have less than half. So the Gemara says, shvur? If that's the reason why you're making a shvur, because you're worried he's going to come and grab it away from the other person, v'neima migu d'chashad ha-mamayna chashad nami ha-shvuoso, says Rashi, v'neima migu d'chashad ha-mamayna chashad nami ha-shvuoso, ad Reb Yechanan porich. Reb Yechanan says, the Omar, Chazdu Rabbon Hashem Yelech V'Teke V'Talisa Shechavei Rabbeinu Mishalihu. Reb Yechanan says the reason why he makes a shvur, in case he goes and grabs somebody else's talis, im chashdu b'kach, if he's a ganav, that he steals somebody else's talis for no reason, chashdu nami l'shava. What don't you understand?
I don't understand why he
makes
it. How can you shvur in a case where there's no mukhsa? How do you compare, why would you think that someone's no,
if someone walks over to
somebody,
that's my shirt you're wearing. Most of them are all over. I know, but here we're
saying. Here there's no muksa, so it's a different case.
What do you mean? No, but he's tofus. If he's tofus.
Down the street, so they're both claiming that each of them.
I know, so how do we know that they both found it? Maybe one guy grabbed it, the other guy, since the other guy doesn't have a muksa, he went and he grabbed, held onto it. So he's heilig v'tzeg v'talis v'chaveru, worried that now he grabbed onto it before the guy is a muksa. That's why you make him make a shvua. Otherwise, Reb Yechanan says, why are you making shvua? After all, they're both holding on to it. Give it to both of them. Says Reb Yechanan, yeah, we're worried that only one of them found it, and the other guy grabbed it away from him. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if you're worried, you're making a shvua because he grabbed it away, that's chashad ha-mamayna, chashad ha-mashvua. So that doesn't make sense. And the shvua, either, there's two ways to learn. Either don't make him make a shvua, or the shvua doesn't serve any purpose because he's in line that either, also. So chashad ha-mamayna, chashad ha-mashvua, so why are you making him make a shvua? If that's the reason to the shvua, it doesn't make sense.
So, by when you say that, that means that Shnai and Moses and Batalis only happens if they both pick it up at the exact same second?
No. They come to Bezin both holding on to the talis. We don't know if they both picked it up at the same time.
That.
Yeah.
But what they're swearing to is basically that
they both picked it up at the same time. More or less same time, yeah. Each one, it's mine. They grabbed it together. It's a big talus, presumably. So each one grabs onto part of it. And that's, right, if one guy finds it first, because he saw it first, that means nothing. Clearly, whoever made the kinyan first. So it's a scenario, you're right. You bring up a good point. That the whole Shnayim of Zim talus, the first 10 plus in Pamatia, is all about the scenario where they both pick up at the same time. Otherwise, the Shmua is taken by Talis Shechadeh. Yeah, that you're right. We found other cases also, right? When the Gemara says we sell to two people, you don't know which one you sold it to. It's another scenario, Mechamemka. So the Gemara says that even then, even so, you will make the person make a shvua. Why? Because layam rinon migid chashad ha-mamayna chashad ha-shvua. So says Rashi, layam rinon the chamehu lein she'is a shvua misig zeyla. That we're not worried about a person making a false shvua. Even somebody who's chashad ha-mamayna, and he's going to steal, but a shvua sheker he's not going to make. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan's shvua can hold true. You'll make a person make a shvua, you'll make a person do the shvua, even if the reason why we're doing the shvua is because we're worried that he's a ganav. Even if he's a ganav, but a shvua sheker he's not going to make, and therefore, the shvua has a place.
So the Gemara
goes on to ask the question.
That we only believe him because he's not intending to pay it back. So he's not trying to steal.
Correct.
So that's why we believe that.
Correct.
If you're saying we believe him even if he is trying to steal it, then why does the Gemara have to go to that case?
So that's the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara points out. So the Gemara says, the Eloi Te Ma'achi, if you tell me that if somebody is a ganef, he's not going to be able to swear, Haidom Rachmanam Maid Mishas Tani Shavah, name Migdachashamam Chashashvuah. So So how do you ever make a person make a shvuah about Amoina Miksas? After all, he's a chashad amamoina, and therefore we should not let him make a shvuah. So clearly we see that if somebody is a chashad amamoina, the ganav is not going to make a false shvuah. Says, no, don't bring a raya for Amoina Miksas. The reason why Moed Mixas, we let him make his wound is no problem, because he's Shtamutek HaMishtamet. But here Gemara wants to say, but in a case where a person is Chashad HaMamoino, clearly we should not let him make his wound. Gemara says that don't bring a raya from Moed Mixas that we let him do it, because Moed Mixas, we go out of our way to show that he's not a Chashad HaMamoino. So how then do you let him make his wound in such a case? So Gemara is not sure if that halach is true, but Gemara is going now from the posits.
You can flip it the other way. The fact that the Gemara has to make the argument that he intends to pay it back shows that if he didn't intend to pay it back, the shru wouldn't be good enough. You could flip it the other way.
Yeah, but Gemara says, I know, no, but Gemara says the reason why
not really
I am. Gemara says ishtemutik amishtamit. Why we want him to make a shvur, not why we allow him to make a shvur. We want him to make a shvur because we know that he's gonna definitely admit under the rest of the shvur. But that's not why
because he's not
kashrut. That you're adding on. Maybe every chashad amoyin is not chashad shvur. The Mara gives a reason why do we want him to? Why we throw the shvur? Why the Torah throws the shvur on him? So because we know this guy is gonna be hit with a shvur, he's definitely going to admit. It doesn't exclude the fact that whether somebody, if he's a chashad amamino, will make the shvur or not make the shvur. That's a different point. In other words, here we want him to make the shvur. Here the Gemara says, could we allow him to make the shvur, somebody who doesn't have the ishtemutik mishtamet, that we have no proof for. So the Gemara doesn't, it's inconclusive. The Gemara doesn't, the whole discussion in the Gemara about that. So the Gemara says at the end, so basically the Gemara has a question, in other words, somebody who's chashad amamino, somebody who's a ganef, who is a thief, do we allow him, and do we allow him to make a shvur, or do we say somebody's chashad amamoina, chashad ashuwasa? Our case, Rabbi Yochanan, where the whole reason why we want him to make a shvur, because maybe he's a thief, what do you mean? Clearly you must hold chashad amamoina, loy chashad ashuwasa, otherwise, why in our Mishnah do we allow him to make a shvur? So Gemara says, wait a second, it must be chashad amamoina loy chashad ashvuasa. Turn to the end of the Gemara. Elohadam Rav Huna. Mashbi noisa shvua sheinu bishusai. Rav Huna says that a person that's a shomer, that I go over to him and say, what happened to my item? And the guy says, oh, it got stolen. And really I can make a shvua and I'm potter. But she leim v'loy rotza lishava. If he decides, you know what, I'd rather pay the money. I don't want to make a shvur. I'm a type, I don't want to make a shvur. I'd rather pay the money. Says Rav Huna, we make a new shvur de Rabbanon. Yes, still make a shvur, Amar Rav Huna, Majbin Oisai, shvur sheinu b'shusai. We still make him make a shvur, even though he's paying up, we still make him make a shvur that is not in his possession. Why? Because we're suspecting him that maybe he wants to keep the item. So therefore, he says he doesn't have it. He says it got stolen. He's willing to pay for it. And he wants to not make a shvur. He doesn't want to give it back. So therefore, Rav Huna says, in order to prevent that, you make him make a shvur. Says the Gemara, Neimu migid chashad amamoina, chashad shvuasa. Let's say that how do you allow him to make a shvur? After all, the reason why we want him to make a shvur is because you suspect him from keeping the item for himself. So he's a chashad amamoina. So how then do you allow him to make a shvur? The whole Rav Huna's takana, where a person decides to pay for the item instead of making shvur that it got stolen. He says it got stolen, and he's really free. He wants to pay from the goodness of his heart, says Rav Huna. Still, you make a shvur that Rabbanon, sheinu b'shusai. Why? Chashad amamoina. The reason you make him make shvur, because maybe he's keeping it for himself, then he's a chashad amamoina, chashad ashvuasa. You shouldn't make him make a shvur. Clearly we see, chashad amamoina is not chashad ashvuasa. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Moire V'Omar. Over there also, he's Moire Heter. V'Omar, and he says, Domi Ko Yahiv Nolei, says Rashi. Hasam Le Chashad Amamoina, he's not a Chashad Amamoina. Why? The Moire Heter Lameima, he's Moire Heter to say, the Domi Boina Lameisav. So he's not a real Ganef. He's Moire Heter, and he says, hey, I'm paying for it. So I'm paying for it, he's not a real Ganef. a shvur sheker he's not going to make, and hence we can throw upon him a shvur. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravacha bediftil Ravina v'hoka over alav deloy sachmoit. You're right. He's not called a gazlan. He's not a thief. Why? Because he's mereheter, but he's over the lav of loy sachmoit. He's covetous of somebody else's item. And if he's covetous of somebody else's item, we should not allow him to make a shavua. Why? Because he's still considered a chashad amamayna. Look in Rashi. V'hokav alav de loy sachmoit, mali chashad aloy sachmoit, mali chashad aloy sigzal. Name of migid a chashad aleo, chashad ashavu also. In other words, just like somebody who is a ganef, we don't allow him to make a shavua. See, you're right, over here, there's no problem with Leisigzo because he's Mara Heter, and therefore, he's not a Choshet Amamoyno, but clearly he's a Choshet on the Lav of Leisachmoit. And that's also a form of Rosh the Chamas, which is a covetous money issues, therefore he's a Choshet Amamoyno. We should not let him make the Shavuot. The Gemara's question is, Bo'akav Lav of Leisachmoit. So therefore, even if he's not a Ganef, but he's a Baal Avera, Leisachmoit. If he's a Baal Avera, don't let him make a shvur. Says the Gemara, Leisachmoit le'inshi, but loy domi mashmalu. He doesn't think that he's over Leisachmoit either. Why? Because he thinks Leisachmoit only means if I covet something and take it from somebody without paying for it. I mean, if I'm paying for it, I'm not over Leisachmoit, and therefore, he's not a chashad amamoyna. Just like he thinks he's not over loy sigzoil, or just like he's not over loy sigzoil, he thinks, why is he not over loy sigzoil? Because he's paying for it. She's mereheter. That's what Gemara seems to say. So too, he does not think he's over loy sachmoid because he pays money. So Taisa asks the question, b'loy domi mashmalu, v'im toima, tepeg leim loy sigzoil. If you tell me loy sachmoid is only when you don't take money, means you don't pay money, means you take it without paying money for it, that's the same of loisigzel. Vim toimau, tepeg leim loisigzel. Then what's in between loisigzel and loisachmoit? Both of them, you're not paying money for it. Both of them, you're stealing. V'yesh leim, Taisa says, lavo lo b'shtei lavin. Enochanami, Taisa says. In other words, in this side of the Gemara, loisachmoit and loisigzel are both the same scenario. If you take something without paying for it, you're over leisigzel and you're over leisachmoit. If you pay for it, you're not over leisachmoit and you're not over leisigzel either. Seems to be in the Gemara. That's what Taisa seems to say. So Taisa says, okay.
Well, the one of us said that you're not over the law.
Not over the law.
Where's that? His mind.
His mind. Okay, we'll see. Machlekes Rishonim. We'll get to that in a minute. Get that soon. But basically, that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Says the Gemara Taisa v'im Taimal, okay, you're telling me that over here, we're talking about that he's paying money, right? Because after all, he's paying for the item, he's a shomer, and he's paying for it, and therefore, he's not over, in his mind, he's not over loisachmoit. So Taisa says, v'im Taimal, v'hoki yoiv domi, if he pays the money, nami chamsen have, you're right, maybe he's not over loisachmoit, and maybe not loisigzel, but he's a chamsen. Chamas it's called. What chamas? Chamas is you take something from a person and you give money for it. That's what a chamsen is. Chamsen, not sigzol, not sachmoit, chamas. Chamas is you take it and you pay for it. That's a chamas, against his will.
In Noah, when they talk about chamas?
Yes. That's chamas means. Chamas means you pay for it. Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Sama Beis, you pay for it against his will. He doesn't want to sell it. You're chamsen. So Taisa says. Okay, yeah, you're right. So Liu Vizavin Zvin is Vine, fine. But at the end of the day, that's called a chamsen. You force him against his will, that's a chamas. Okay. Kin Mucha Shalakoines says Taisa, the chamsen posoleidus. If you're a chamas, you're posoleidus anyway. Kidachsiv, Al Toshes Yotrim Rosha, Liyos Eid Chamas. So therefore, when you're chamsen, you're posoleidus. V'ha-posoleidus, posole shvua. D'cholanu d'chosu p'tsuleidus v'egzabayre, posole shvua v'ekolad ishmoin. The Gemara compares the two. The Gemara says, whoever is posoleidus, misachik, mekubia, ganef, chamsen, it's possible shvua. So this person, even if he pays money for it, at the end of the day, he's a chamsen. And a chamsen, he's possible shvua. So therefore, why do we let him to make a shvua? He's possible shvua anyway. Whether he thinks he's a chamsen or not, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, this person is possible shvua because he's a chamsen. How do we let him make a shvua in our case? So Taisa answers, V'yeshleima, the chamsen le'posleidus el midrabonon. In other words, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a chamsen only becomes posleidus only the rabbonon. We skip the Gemara's right, we'll go later on. And therefore he says that even though it's only posleidus rabbonon, in our case, where he doesn't really steal it straight out, he only denies that he has it, he's willing to pay for it, such a chamsen is not even posleidus the rabbonon. So therefore Taisa says, Taisa again, Taisa has thoughts of the question that says that what about the Gemara says, lo sachmoit? So Gemara says, sachmoit the inshi b'lo domi mashmo. A person thinks he's not over lo sachmoit. So then Taisa says, what about the chamos? So Taisa says, chamos is only the rabbonon.
Recorded a pasuk.
What? No, that's the chamsen where you go and you take it from person, you give him money. That chamsen is posleidus. But the chamsen we're talking about over here, where he's just denying that he has somebody else's item, and he's paying for it, that's a weaker type of chamsen. Such a chamsen is only posel rabbanon. That's what Taisus, I think, seems to say. Okay. Comes along the Masho, and the Masho wants to know, what about lo sachmoit? Wait a second. When the Gemara says that over here, he's not a chashad ha-memoina, why? Because lo sachmoit, a person thinks, is without money. And if he gives money, he's not lo sachmoit. Correct?
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the person thinks.
Correct. Says the Masha, v'im toima nirem edivreyem, it seems from Tosfos, shehei mefashim b'lo domi mashma luhu, v'chein hu ha'emes, v'chein kosav ha'tosis, b'ferg zeboiru. That is, Tosfos, Masha seems to learn from our Tosfos. I know how he gets it from our Tosfos. Don't know where he gets it from, but he seems to learn that aliba de emes, a person who is over le'sachmoit, and he gives money, he's aliba de emes, not just that he thinks he's not over le'sachmoit, but aliba de emes, he's really not over le'sachmoit. In other words, le'sachmoit is only if he don't give money. And that's what Taisa says, that it's the same as le'sigzel. But if you actually give money, then you're not over le'sachmoit. That's the way the Mashal learns. And the Mashal says, that's what Taisa says in Sanhedrin as well. So let's see the Taisa in Sanhedrin, because I think that's going to be the key over here. That the Mashal says that in our sugya, again, in our sugya, the Gemara wants to say, first of all, hey, he's a ganef, he's a gazlan. So the Gemara says, no, he's not a gazlan because he's mara heta. Right? Then the Gemara says, well, he's over le'sachmoit. So the Mashal learns, no, he's not over le'sachmoit either. Why? Because he's paying money for it. So there's no le'sachmoit, there's no le'sigzel. Comes along, Tosfos says, what about chamos? Says Tosfos, no, chamos only the rabbana doesn't apply here. That's why Tosfos learns our sugya. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about psulei edus, so let's see the Gemara over here, on the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about people who are posel le'edus. So the Gemara says, Tana, we learned, Hasif alein hagazlonim v'chamsonim. That besides all the other ones which are psulei edus, the Chachamim added on the gazlonim, the thieves, and the chamsonim. So the Gemara says, gazlan doiraisehu. A gazlan is posel le'edus doiraiseh. What do you mean Chazal only added on every gazlan is a posel doiraiseh? So the Gemara says, for edus, that we're talking about a person steals from a cheresheit v'katan. In other words, since it anyway doesn't belong to the cheresheit v'katan because they never acquired it, so I'm not considered a gazlan. So therefore, this gazlan was only the rabbanon because the katan never really acquired it. Then Igmar says, hachamsonim. What about the chamsonim? What's chamson? Somebody who takes from someone else and gives him money for it. So why is it only the rabbonon? So the Gemara says, Mikava Soval Domi Koyahiv. In the beginning, Chazal thought that he's giving money anyway, and therefore he's not over any Isurim. A Chamsin that gives money, he's not a Pasul Edus, because he's not over any Isurim. Kivon de Chazu de Kochatvi Gazi Burabono. Look in Rashi. Kivon de Chazu de Kochatvi Vishakli Klema. Dafilu Domi Koyoiv. Even if he gives money and he's not over any Isur, Osili de Gazlonus. Sometimes he can be a Ganav Kalema Shayakosha Lebailim Limkor Uval Kochim Choyt Mizok and a Moisif name. Because they really don't agree with it and therefore he becomes a Gazlan. Kamash Malon. That, and so therefore, in such a case, they added on the chamsonim as well. So, the Gemara learns that a chamson, in the beginning, he was not really posulatus. Why? Because he's not over any iser deraisa. Why? Because he's not over leisigzoil. Why? Because he gives money, and the person agrees to it. And then Chazal saw that, listen, he doesn't really agree with it, and therefore, they added on that a chamson, even if he gives the money, seems to be, he's still pasul le'edus. Right? That's what Tosfos from our Gemara brought from this Gemara, that a chamson, even if he gives money, he's still pasul le'edus. But clearly the Gemara said in the beginning, a chamson is not pasul le'edus, because he's not doing anything wrong, because he's not over le'sigzo, because he's giving money for it. Then the Gemara says that maybe the owner doesn't want, and therefore they made him pasul le'edus. So it comes along Tosfos, Mikol Savadamaka Yoivim Taymah, Vilifosel Midereise, the Kova Lav de Leisachmoit. Tosfos asks the same question, you're right. You tell me he gives money, and therefore he's not over Leisigzoil, but he's over Leisachmoit. So why do we say he's Pasul Edus? He's Pasul Edus because he's over Leisachmoit. Answers Tosfos, Viesh Leimau, the Leisachmoit Masma, the Leyoiv Domi, Vichiyav Domi, Lekalav. Very simple. Taisa says that once he gives money in the Havamina, so therefore there's no love, not of Leisigzo, and not of Leisachmoit. Vim Taimal, Vamrin, Fekamdo, Babmetzia, Leisachmoit, Domi, Mashmilu, Mashmili, Inchi, Dafku, the Mashmil, Avahim Taim, the Leisachmoit, Afilu, the Yav Domi, which means that Gemara says only people think that you're not over Leisachmoit when you give money, but really you are over. So it says, no, Vieshlema, the Mashmil, the Kamachosalema, the Chenu Emes. Tosfos over here learns the same way that when leisachmoit does not apply when you give money, when you steal and you give money, you're not over leisigzo, you're not over leisachmoit. That's what Tosfos says in the first terz. The second Tosfos says, V'yeshleim edoch achikoma, dovi koyavi v'yim mefaisim oisom at shiyoyim roitzani. Then in the beginning, the reason why there's no leisachmoit, because the person agrees to it. Im kein le Avriela alav de leisachmoit, kiven de not over leisachmoit, because the person agrees to it. He says, Rotze ani, I agree with it, that's your case of Tluyev Zavin, that's no Isser, that's no leisachmoit, that's okay. Kiven de chazi de shokli baltel chayu, since at the end they took against the will, v'lo yachoshim yisfaisu, and then they were not sure if they agreed or not, then paslinu they become Asur, why? Because they're over the Isser. Which Isser are they over? Leisachmoit. So Tosfos, in the second teretz, the first teretz, Tosfos says that since he gives money, there is no leisachmoit. Tosfos, in the second teretz, says the reason why there's leisachmoit because the person agrees to it. But once they saw that he stopped agreeing to it, even if he gives money, you're still over leisachmoit. So there seems to be machlekes in Tosfos, two pshitas in Tosfos, when you take something from a person and you give him the money. Are you over leisachmoit? And obviously he doesn't want. Are you over leisachmoit? Or you're not over leisachmoit? Tosfos, the first there, it says, you're not over leisachmoit because you give him money. Le'inshi le'domi mashmi means you're not over leisachmoit. Tosfos, in the second there, it seems to say that you are over leisachmoit. Why? Because even if you give money, you're still over leisachmoit. By the way, the chinuch learns the same way, number two. Va'afilu natan adom lachaver al hachefetz. Either gam kein alav de leisachmoit, shein alav de leisachmoit nisakim nitzis domim, kos mashu derech hechach lochem imenu. In other words, that's a chinuch learns like Tosfos second teretz, Which means that there is still a leisachmoid even if you give him the money. Taisa the first teretz is, there is no leisachmoid when you give him the money. Taisa the second teretz is, there is leisachmoid even if you give him the money. So my simple question is like this, two questions. Question number one, what is this machlekes? Whether you're over leisachmoid or not, you give him the money, not give him money, what is this whole concept of leisachmoid? What is the lumdus of leisachmoid? That we say that it depends on if you give money, don't give money. The two pshatim and taisus, I want to understand the difference between them. Joe, here?
Yeah?
The two pshatim and taisus. Taisus first there, it says that you're not over leisachmoid, you give him money, no avera, nothing. Taisus second there, it says no. You're over the avera of leisachmoid, even if you give him the money. You're still over leisachmoid. If the guy at the end doesn't agree with it, you're over leisachmoid. So the question is, what's the machlekes? What's the two pshatim and taisus? That's my first question. Second question, I b'chlal don't understand. For some reason, the Gemara ignores the whole fact over here of leisigzo. Right? The Gemara says, leisachmoid taste is busy with, what do you mean? You're even issa deraisa, leisachmoid. Even if you give money, you're even leisachmoid. What about leisigzo? Why am I not even stealing? If I take something from you, and you don't want it, and you don't want me to take it from you, and you throw money, is it not even leisigzo? Gemara ignores it. Tais is busy. The issa I found in issa deraisa leisachmoid. What about leisigzo? You're stealing from a person. He doesn't want it. Who cares if you give him the money? Why you're not able to leisigzo? Even more than that, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Bava Metzia Samachavon Beis, number three, leisignoi v'dekos v'rachmona lameli lechidatanya leisignoi v'almlas lemekat leisignoi v'almlas v'shamtes lemekayful. If I steal. In order, even if I'm going to pay you back kafel, I steal with the intention of giving you back double, I'm still chayv leisignoiv. So why when I steal, when I throw you money, now you could say throwing money is not the same as stealing and paying back afterwards kafel, but it's the same thing. Yomar says, I steal with the intention of giving you back. What? Still chayv leisignoiv. So why the Gemara over here ignores the whole union of gzela, only talks about leisachmoid. Are you even issa deraisa? Not even issa deraisa? Giving money? Not giving money? Leisachmoid? Yes, no? What about simple? Leisigzo, you're a ganav.
The difference between leisachmoid and leisigzo is leisachmoid has an element of machshava.
Okay.
That, yeah, you have to actually take it, but the only reason you're really guilty is because you want it.
Okay.
With leisigzo, yeah, I have to steal it. But if I give him back the money, that eliminates the stealing.
So,
with leisachmoid, if I give him back the money,
it doesn't change anything. Okay, okay, okay. So what's number one? I hear. Why is leisignoiv amnas leshalem yes a problem? And on the other hand, why other rishonim say that leisachmoid, if I'm giving back the money, I'm potter? Right? What are the three, four things? What's leisignoiv, what's leisigzo, and what's leisachmoid? Exactly what I'm discussing. All these svaras are going to come into play. I want to see it inside. Yes?
The same question is easier to answer than the first.
Why?
Because Geneva and Gizela is not the same. Based on Rokhaim, Geneva and Gizela is not the same thing. Geneva, the focus is on the mice of Geneva. So even if you're not causing a financial loss, like Amanas the Mekat, or you're going to give pay cable, you still did the mice of Geneva. Suppose Gzela, where the focus is on the financial loss you caused.
You know that? You're saying it? Where do you know this from?
It's a time. I've heard it a number of times.
Okay, you want to see it inside?
Oh, yeah. I'm not cheating.
Okay, well, I'm not cheating, okay. Well, when that's step one, and then we're going to go from there into leisachmoid, correct. So, by the way, just to show you something else, I forgot to put it on the sheet, but actually there's a Gemara in Bava Kama. Obscure Gemara in Bava Kama that talks about David HaMelech with the battle with the Plishtim. So the Gemara says, I forgot to put it on the sheet, I'll read it to you. The Gemara says that David HaMelech had Gedishim, he had like haystacks of Jewish people. And what he did was, he took the haystacks of the Jewish people with the intent of taking the haystacks from the Plishtim and returning, paying for the haystacks that he took from the Jewish people. So Gemara says, Gedishim b'sorin d'Yisrael haver, u'gedishim d'adoshim plishti. V'kabayilu, and his question was, could I take the Jewish haystacks in order to give to the animals, in order to pay back from the haystacks of the Plishtim? So they answered back to him, Chavol Yoshev Rasha Gzeila Yeshalim. In other words, from a pasuk in Yecheskel, if you do that, you are a gazlan. In other words, even though you're intending of giving it back, but a pasuk in Yecheskel says you are a gazlan. So the Gemara says that even though you're a gazlan, since you're a melech and a melech pernes gezer, eminent domain, you can do it. So they all ask the question, why did you bring a pasuk in Yecheskel that you are a gazlan? Why don't you say poshut? You're a gazlan. You're not allowed to steal. Why bring him? You tell me you're allowed to steal because you're a melech. Fine. But you bring me pasuk in Yecheskel that you cannot steal. What's the pshat? And the answer really is, the way Seth already explains it, we'll see it inside. It's worthwhile to see it inside. The Rambams, that's probably the Chaim, and short is the Chaim. Number 4 and 4a. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Gneiva and Hilchas Gzeiva. Almost identical, with three key differences between them. Let's read it together. Hilchas Gneiva says Rambam, Kol ha-goynev mamoin mishove pruta umalo, if you steal money, a shove a pruta and above, oivir aloysase, shenema loysignoivu. You steal shava pruta and above, you chayev leisignov. Vein leikin alav zeh, says your mom, you don't get malchus, shari nitin le tashlumin, shagan of chayev oish atar le shalim. So the lav nitin le shalim, the tashlumin, you can pay back, so you don't pay malchus. Says your mom, ve'echad agayin of momen yisrael, agayin of momen akrum, oivet avod ezorah, agayin of yisrael, it's God doesn't make it, you steal from a Jew guy, it's all the same thing, that's Hilchas Gneiva. The same Rambam and Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda. Number Aleph, 4a. Kalagoizel es chaveiro ishav epruta, loibir beloi sase, shenema loi sigzo. Vein loike lavze, shari kosa diskin laase, shim gozo chayv laavze, shenema, vesha gzeila shigozo, zume tzase, etc. etc. Halacha beis, vasa ligzo kol shudin teure, afilu goi, oivir avidizore, os legoizel ashkoi, etc. etc. What is the difference in halacha between Hilchas Gneiva and Hilchas Gzeila? There are three key differences between both Rambams. Yisrael, what are the three differences? David, what are the three differences? Tell me if you see a difference. Let's see how...
One is the reason why you don't get Malchus.
They both give the same reason.
No.
Tashlumin and Hilchas Gzeila. Okay.
It's not the same.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Nitin Tashlumin.
What if it's not Ben?
Okay, that's Tashlumin and Hilchas Gzeila. That's what it says. The Ram says, by Gzela says Heshev Gzela. By the other one, it's okay, because Gneva, you have to pay Kefal anyway. So it's the Tashlumin here, the Gzela if it's Ben, it's not Ben. That's not really, maybe Bisman also, but I'm talking about, in obviously Gzela is different than Gneva. But in the things that they are the same, what's the Ramam saying different between Gzela and Gneva? Come on, let's read it together. What? No, that's the same thing. This is because of Kefal. Here it's because of Heshev Gzela. What's the difference? What? And by Gneva? What does it say?
Mama.
Oh, difference number one. By Gneva it says, Kol ha-goynev b'moin. By Gzeila it says, Kol ha-goyzel es chaveiroi. One difference. What's the other difference?
Sheer.
What? The shear. What's the shear by Gneva? No. Shavaputu malo, which is more, Shavaputu and above. By Gzeila was Ramuse. Shavapruta. Why is it Shavapruta Malo? I know. No, but it means at least Shavapruta.
What's
a Kolshu?
It's anything.
Kolshu would mean less than a
Pruta. Less than a Pruta. I know what that means. I know. That's a separate issue. Fine. I'm not talking about that. But even on the Pruta part, here Rama says Shavapruta. Here Rama says Shavapruta Malo. Come on. That's why is Rama saying, what's the difference? We're going to tell you in a minute what the difference is. What's the last difference? Take it away, Briska learns up the Rambam. The Rambam in Gneva, in the same Halacha Aleph, he talks about a Jew and a guy. The Rambam in Gzeila divides it in two Halachas. Aleph, a Jew, Beis, a guy. Come on, that's a good idea. What does the Rambam want? What's in Gzeila and Gneva? So Chaim says, and everybody knows this, difference. Seth, what's in Gneva and Gzeila? And that answers, by the way, all three answers. Why? Because by, right, the Gemara says, why do you pay kefil? The Gemara says, why is a ganav worse than a gazlan? Because a gazlan is hishva koinoi to everybody else. He steals. But a ganav is only afraid from people. But he's not afraid of God. So that's worse. So the difference, I think there's a prime, is that by, maybe it's not exactly a prime, it's a little different, but by a ganav, of by a gazlan, he's stealing from the person. By a ganef, there's the added part that you are you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking away from God's. You're being kafir in recognizing God's ownership on everything, and that's all dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're doing something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when it comes to Hilchas Gneiva, the Ram says, Kol HaGoynev Mamoin. You're already taking Mamoin? You're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'inkin by Gzeila, it's Kol HaGoyzel Es Chaveiroi. It's what you take from the other person. That's one difference. Another difference is, by Gneiva, it's taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's taking from the person, but it's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Shove Pruta Umalo. It's anything above a Shove Pruta, it's taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much you take, you went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's Shove Pruta, you went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in came by Gzeila, it's what you take from the person. So I want to say that every Pruta is another Isser, because you're taking from the person, another pruta, and another pruta, another pruta. If he doesn't say shava pruta mala, shava pruta, he says. If you steal 100 prutas, you're taking 100 times from the person, you're mechasa from the person. Mashenke by Gneva, the main thing is that you are going against God. Once it's a shava pruta mala, it's the same thing. That's why the Rambam says over here shava pruta mala, and here says shava pruta. And the last difference between the two is the same thing, is that by Gneva, the idea is you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your Aveira. It's a Klapei Shmaya Aveira. Of course, it's stealing from a person. But it's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not recognizing God's ownership on everything. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you steal from a Jew, steal from a guy. It's all the same thing. So therefore, Ram puts it in the same halacha. Masha'ikin and Gzela, where the main part is, not against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm mechaser, I'm taking away from this person, then does the Havam mean to say, maybe only Jew, not a guy? Says Rambam, no, a guy as well. But it's not the same halacha. It's in halacha base. Because in the Gzela, it's not going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's what I'm taking away from this person. Is that Reb Chaim? Not exactly Reb Chaim. No, it's Reb Chaim. One is ganiving the person, the other one is the item.
Focus on the Hefzim
Mamon, like Gzela. Right, that we tried to say.
The focus is on the Maisa Gneiva. Meaning, even if not causing a law, even if it's Amanas Lameka.
Even Amanas Lameka, correct.
Amanas Lameka,
correct.
Still, you did a Maisa.
The same idea. The same idea. What's a Maisa Gneva? Against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the guy is in the same halacha, because it's irrelevant if he caused a loss or not. It's the Maisa Gneva they're doing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shava Putumal, it's the same thing, really. It's just a different take. Okay, this is my cousin said this. So I won't say anything. What? Let's ask coffee, fine, but it's the same idea. The same idea meaning it's a Maisik Neva, fine, we like that better. Here's the Maisik Neva as opposed to what I'm a chasa from the person. But the same three diukim are the diukim in the Rambam.
I don't know if it fits, but in the Gzela paragraph on the Gadi, he adds usurly Gazlo Ula Ashka. Doesn't mention Ashka anywhere else, only on the Gzela for the Gadi.
Ashka means
like
cheating.
Cheat
a person.
Cheat a person to, cause him.
Right. In other Gneva, it's the actual part of stealing secretly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by Gazan, the main part is being Mechaser, so therefore the Ashkai. But he should say.
Interestingly enough.
Only by the guy.
It's a paradox because in the Torah it says, Bolsach Shok is Re'echa.
Right.
So it shouldn't include a guy. And the Rambam
is
including a guy.
You're right, he brings down the Ashkai.
And Dafka says it in the guy. Maybe that's why. Because it's not explicit in the Torah. I don't know.
The Mishnah says it's a Derabbanan.
The what? Lashak is a guy?
Yeah.
Right. The Daik Rabbeinu Lichtav Asel Gazel Ashkai, V'lek Kasa Shoyvelov Loisase, Shein Yisra Zemin HaTorah. That's your answer.
But
it fits into the category of Zela.
The guy, he doesn't say it for Yisrael.
Correct.
So again, it's tied to what we were saying that it's not just the mammon; it's aggravating them.
Fine. Oh, okay.
The Gzela is
light. Correct. So Gneva is really the Maisa Gneva or Kinskosh Bochu, and this is the actual what I'm missing for instance. Therefore, it's clear. So there's no shaila about this. Therefore, Enochanami, stealing Amnas to pay back is a Maisa Gneva. You're chayef. gozal al menas l'shalem is no issa der min haTorah. Because what's the problem? I'm taking away something away from him, but I'm returning it to him. When I took it, my intention was to give it back to him. So this taka no issa deraisa. David HaMelech had to find a divrei kabbalah, mid divrei kabbalah, that gozal al menas l'shalem is also called a rasha. But it's clearly not an issa min haTorah, as opposed to gonav al menas l'shalem. So if that's the case, by the way, so I can hear very well that in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, and in our Gemara in Bamitzir, if I take something from you against your will, and immediately I'm throwing you money, am I oiva le'sigzol? Probably not. I'm not even oiva le'sigzol midirabonon. Not even divrei kabbalah. In other words, if I steal with intention to pay back later on, that's maybe ultimate divrei kabbalah. But our Gemara is busy with le'sachmoid. Why? Because there's no issa le'sigzol. Because it's not a maisa geneva, it's only le'sigzol. And le'sigzol, when immediately I give you the money, I wasn't mechaser you anything, this taka no issa, derais or anything, therefore our Gemara doesn't discuss gzeila at all. What does Gemara yes discuss? Okay, there's no le'sigzol, but there is perhaps le'sachmoit. That's also an issa deraisa, and that makes you into Russia, and therefore you chashed out mamayna, and you should be sinned, pasul edus and pasul shvuah. Why is le'sachmoit different? What's pshat in le'sachmoit? In other words, le'sigzol, if I'm going to give you the money on the spot, throwing you money, even against your will, I wasn't mechas you, there's no issa le'sigzol, clearly. But Gemara says, yeah, but it was issa le'sachmoit. So now we have a machlokes, 2 days in Tesis. Are you chayev le'sachmoit when I'm giving you the money? Or am I not chayev le'sachmoit when I'm giving you the money? What is that machlokes dependent on? So I'll tell you, in order to understand that machlokes, you have to look in the machlokes, Rambam Ravid on le'sachmoit. Look at number 5 on the sheet. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Gzeilah Vaveda, Kol ha'chomed avdoi ha'amosoi, oi beisoi, v'kelev shel chaveroi, if you desire or covet the servant or the maidservant or the house, anything from your friend, I called over she'ef shaloi she'yikneu mimenu, anything that you can get from the person, v'hichbid alav b'reim, v'hiftziboy, and you drove him nuts, and you cajoled upon him, at she'lokhe mimenu, until you took it away from him, afal pisha nasan le'domim rabim, says Rambam, even though you paid him for it, and perhaps you're not over any le'sigzol, hareza over b'le'sase, shenema le'sachmoid. So Rambam says, even if you paid for it, and you're not over le'sigzol, but you're chayev le'sachmoid. Says Rambam, ve'ein lo'ikin alavze, v'bnei she'ein bo'y ma'isa. You're not over, don't get malchus, because lav she'ein bo'y ma'isa. Comes along the rivet, look at number base. Vein loikin lav ze shein b'maisa. Am Avram loichi isi davar tama gadol mizeh. I never saw something as ridiculous as this. Veheichon maisa gadol min tilas achefet. What do you mean lav shein b'maisa? He's taking away the item from him. Why is it lav shein b'maisa? He says you're right. You don't get malchus. V'hoye loyma bnei shuchai b'tashlumin. That your reason why there's no malchus because you have to pay him back, but not because lav shein b'maisa. So there's one machlek is Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, the Lav Shein Ma'isa, why? Because there's no Ma'isa, you don't get Malkus. The Ravid says, there is Ma'isa. You're Sachmoid, and you're paying for him, and you're watching, and you're taking from him. One machlek is. Second machlek is the Rambam says, even if you pay him for it, the Rambam says, you are Chayev Le Sachmoid. Says the Ravid, he agrees to that, not like Tosfos, Om Avram, Aleph, V'lei Omar Reitze Ani. The guy did not say roitz ani. If he does not agree with it, then you're over leisachmoit. Says the Ravid, if you agrees with it, you're not over leisachmoit either. The Rambam seems to say, even if he agrees with it, you're still chayv leisachmoit. So we have a machlekes Rambam Ravid on leisachmoit. The Rambam says that you're always over leisachmoit, even if you pay for it, even if he agrees with it. But it's still called a lav shein b'maisa. The Ravid says, if he agrees with it, no l'sachmoit, clearly no l'sigzol, but no l'sachmoit. And number 2, the Ravid says, it's a lav shein b'maisa. what's the machlekes Rambam and Ravitz? So I told over to my father when I'm working on today, I said, oh, Rav Aaron Cohn, 50 years ago in the yeshiva, I remember he said his famous chiddush on the Rambam Ravitz and Lesachmait. So he told me basically what I was going to say, but I found the same idea in the stipend. I didn't see Rav Aaron Cohn, I said, father, wow, he remembered from 50 years ago in the yeshiva, from the 60s, he remembered the famous chakira of Rav Aaron Cohn. I guess Gears of the Yankees, you remember well. I don't remember from 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. Surely that's from 50 years ago. But the Ravitz says, what's the chakira? Joe, what's the chakira? You know it. You just said it. What's the chakira?
One way to explain the Rambam is that really a chayiv losachmo right away. But the shear, how do we know? What is the shear of losachmo? Is when you actually go ahead and you know, buy it.
And arrive it.
When you arrive it, you only chayiv losachmo. I guess you have to do the maisa.
So the chakira clearly is what's a lav losachmo. According to the Rambam, the lav losachmoid is the actual tshuka. It's the desire that's a lav of losachmoid. Just the tnai of the tshuka is that you need to follow through on it. But the lav is the desire. The Ravid learns, no, the lav is not the desire. And if the Rambam holds, by the way, it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. Why? Even if you take... It's a lav she'ein by Maisa. Even if you take the lav she'ein Maisa. Because the Maisa is not the lav. In other words, it's a tanai in the tshuka, in the desire. But that, so the Rabbi compares it to machshava's pigul by kochin. Is that a lav she'ein by Maisa or lav she'ein by Maisa? It's a lav she'ein by Maisa. So what do you mean? Every machshava's pigul, I have to do a Maisa of Zrika. I have to do a Maisa of the four avoiders. There's no machshavas pigul unless I do one of the avoiders. So why is the lav she'ein b'maisa, says the discipler? Because, yeah, the issue is the machshava. You happen to have to do a maisa along with it. But that's not the issue. Same over here. The Rambam holds the maisa is not part of the lav. The lav is the tshuka, the desire. The shiur, or the tnai in the tshuka is
so
that you have to do the maisa.
Desire is like if you see someone with a fancy car. So you say, oh, I wish I had that car. No.
Clearly not.
Well, if you go to the guy, you badger him until he sells it to you.
Correct.
That shows that the desire.
But according to this, by the way, it makes sense also why the Rambam holds that even if you give him money for it, and even if he agrees to it at the end, even if he says, Reitzani, who cares? At the end of the day, you had that desire. So you convinced him, and you paid money for it. It's all irrelevant. The lav is the chuk, is the desire. The mice is not part of the lav. The giving you money for it is not part of the lav. Even if he says, Reitzani, it's irrelevant. The Ravid seems to learn that no, that loisachmoid is a lav sheyesh boi mice. Only reason why he potter, it's a lav sheyesh boi tashlumin. But it's a lav sheyesh boi mice. Why? Because the Ravid learns that if you just steal something from a person, that's why sigzo. But if the stealing it, if the taking it, is preceded by a desire, that is a stronger form. It's a stronger form of leisachmoid. A leisachmoid, which is an action that the Torah does not want you to do. The Torah cannot control your thoughts and your emotions, and therefore you don't want to desire somebody else's thing. Gesund to hate, you do whatever you want. But if you end up taking it from a person, that's a stronger form of desire. That's a desire with an action. That's the lav. The action is part of the what's name. The action is part of the iser of lesachmoid. Comes the Ravid and says, ah, but if the guy says reitzani, then that's taking away from my maisa. Because it's not such a bad maisa because he says reitzani. So that's the machlik is Rambam Ravid. The Rambam holds Lesachmoid is only desire, just the taking, the mice is a shear in the desire. The Ravid says no. A desire which leads to an action, that's a stronger type of desire. Such a desire is the Isser. In other words, the action of the desire, that's the Isser. If the guy says Reitzani, that's takes away from the desire.
In the action.
So that's a pshat. I can learn pshat and Tosfos also. Tosfos says a step less than the Ravid. If you pay the guy for it, that also takes away from the action of Lesachmoid. And therefore Tosfos says that if you pay him for it, you're not over Lesachmoid at all. Now that once I understand what the Ravid argues in Rambam, I can say Tosfos goes even a step less than that. Just like the Rebbe says, when the guy says Roitz Ani, it takes away from the Maisa, it takes away from the action, and therefore it's not Lois Achmoit. Tosfos says, and if you pay the guy for it, that's also not Lois Achmoit. It doesn't take away, it also takes away from the Maisa, and therefore Tosfos argues on the Rambam and on the Rebbe and says that when you pay the guy for it, there's no Lois Achmoit either. So I think this is a clear understanding. If you want to see the type of inside, number 6, go quickly inside. כי נכסיב לא סך מות שעניין שוקה ורוצן. רק ששיעו החמדה שיש בעזור הוא חמדה כזו שהביא לידי תויסה של השקע הסוגס הדובר. That's a Rama. ונמצא שאין השטטלס אף מייסה של עצם איסו, אלא החמדה המשפיע על השטטלס, היא איסו. מייסה השטטלס אין הרצנאי בגד עבירה של חמדה. That's where you're all saying, that's how the Rama brings right from Kochim in 6a. ורייבצה שכוסה עצם דאין לייקין, לפי שחייבת השלומי, ורמנו זה עשו כתם, זה אולי ששתותם. רייבת שאיקה עליו, הוא נטיל עצמם מוינה של חברי. זה בעד הניתן שלומי, דין די של זלה. רמנו שתותו, זה חמנו זה לב, עשו עוד של תנאי וסטר פיין. Number 8, the rival is to touch on the stock of the elder, and I believe that when came on the right side, Medina Kati is away, when came Vadi Ike Meister Rabba and Meister Zele, Rambam, fine, I don't even see it over here, but okay, that's where I see it, you go home and see it, and after it yourself. But I think that's the clear shot. In other words, clearly, Machlek is Rambam Rivet on Lois Achmoit. The Rambam says that it's Lav Shein Memaisa. Why? Because the Ikka thing is the Chuka. You just need it tonight. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. You're paying for it. Even if the guy says right to me, it doesn't make a difference. The Rivet says no. The Maisa of Lois Achmoit is the Maisa aspect. That's a strong desire. Stealing it, that's the Maisa of Lois Achmoit. And therefore, it's Lav Shein Memaisa. There's the Rivet. The guy says right to me, it's taken away from the Maisa. That's Machlekes, Rambam, and Rivet. Tosfos, I want to say, goes a step less than that. And Tosfos wants to say that, no, perhaps if you pay the guy for it, it also takes away from the Maisa of Lois Achmoit, and you're not over Lois Achmoit either. Gzela, clearly you're not over. Everybody agrees you're not over. Because paying for the Gzela, then there's no Maisa Gzela, as opposed to Gneva. So we learned Lesignoiv, Lesigzo, and Lois Achmoit, all these things, whether paying for it, get rid of Le Signal, Le Sigzo, or Le Sachmoy. I think that would be